I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. The Cincinnati Zoo's largest fundraiser, Zoofari, is coming up. This morning, Thane Maynard is in the studio with Linnea Bonacci to preview the event.
Well, Linnea, good to see you, and everybody's excited Zoofari's coming.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Thane, and we're very excited for Zoofari ourselves.
Absolutely. And I know you and your husband, Tim, chaired it a few years back. And I'll tell you what, it's growing year by year. I think we may have the biggest tent this size of the Superdome here at the zoo.
It really is. We did chair it in 2005, and it was just a great time, and we're excited to be back.
Well, that year, I know, was the first year we started to. In addition to having the maid tent, we had some suites where major sponsors had little breakout areas that they and some other people could go. And that piece of it has grown as well. We've got terrific sponsors. I know Lexus is one of the presenting sponsors this year, and Great American Insurance Company, and lots of others. So it really will be fun. Tell a bit about the theme, because I know we always tie it to the zoo, and this year especially is exotic.
Sure. Well, we really wanted to do something very colorful and festive this year, and the event was such a success last year, so we really had a lot of momentum coming into this year. And we wanted something colorful and festive, and we started thinking about Bollywood and the popularity, the growing popularity of Bollywood and Indian festivals here, and also the tie-in with our zoo animals, our Indian zoo animals.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so the tiger and the peacock and the elephant, and as you know, I love the elephants. So I was really determined to get the elephants in there.
Absolutely, and we've had some great pre-events getting everybody involved and excited, and including since the name this year and the event is Wild India.
Mm-hmm.
Now, initially, that started, at least in my mind, I was thinking, oh, that's about Cat Canyon because we have our, you know, tigers and everything. But it's even gotten into fashion. There's rumor I might even end up with a Nehru jacket.
Yes, we're going to surprise you with that. And it might even be embroidered with the zoo logo. But yeah, so ticket to Wild India this year. And we're really trying to encourage a lot of themed dress. So, of course, it's black tie optional. And anyone who still would like to come in that tuxedo, or even if they want to come in a black dress or a jeweled dress, there'll mm-hmm. be ways to accessorize at the event, But we're encouraging saris and Nehru jackets, and we've had actually, you're right, a couple pre-parties to encourage the dress and the theme, and at the event, we have quite a lot of entertainment around that theme as well.
Absolutely, and if folks have not gone, it's the biggest fundraiser of the year for the Cincinnati Zoo, and certainly I can say, going to a few fundraisers here and there, the wildest party in town. It's not a thing where, oh, you're stuck sitting at a table for 4 hours wondering, are you ever going to get out of there? But, you know, wandering the zoo and doing what you choose to do. I know there's, I think, 55 restaurants, really leading restaurants coming, which is fun. Folks can go booth by booth and get that. And tell a bit more what people do when they're at Zoofari.
Sure. Well, as you said, there are a record number of restaurants this year. Usually we have, you know, 40 or so, which is wonderful, but we have more than 55 this year. And it's really a variation. But what I love about Zoofari is that there are really three main locations to it. You really start off in our beautiful welcoming area, the historic Vine Street entrance. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot going on up there. I mean, you see 2,500 of your closest friends, mm-hmm. first of all. But there are specialty drinks, and there'll be entertainment, pop-up entertainment there this year. It's very elegant. There are lots of animals there to greet you. And this year we'll have an Indian children's choir as
nice.
Well. So that's the first stage, the cocktail area. And then you wind down through the zoo on the path under the lights, and the zoo is just gorgeous this time of year, mm-hmm. and you wind down to the huge tent, which I believe, and you probably know better than I do, but, you know, larger than 40,000 square feet,
yeah.
something in that vicinity.
It's crazy,
it's unbelievable. And once you get into that tent, it's just really magnificent. And the decorating, of course, mm-hmm. By Joe Rigotti. And
he's done a great job for years, but especially mm-hmm. with these colors, I know, very vibrant. And just an event that really, really is a lot of fun. And as is often said, you know, it's a party with a purpose. That purpose, of course, is this goes to support the zoo's efforts, and those are efforts keenly in the area of education. That's the principal mission of a modern zoo, reaching kids, reaching families, inspiring them with wildlife, as well as our conservation efforts. And many of those efforts include Asian animals. So certainly the theme of Wild India is an appropriate one. Now, give us a sense about timing. We know it's, of course, Friday, September 14th. What time should people come, or how late's it run?
Well, generally people get there between 6 and 6:30, mm-hmm. and the cocktail hour starts about then. Between 7:30 and 8, they start wandering down the path to the very large tent, and it runs till about midnight. Mm-hmm. And what's kind of fun is we always have some take-home surprises, you know, after that late night of dancing and partying. There are always some Cincinnati favorites to take home as well.
Now, what's fun is I know you found a new band, so that makes us a different time as well. I know the band is called Your Villain, My Hero. Tell a bit about there or where you found them.
Actually, I've watched them for a couple of years now up in Chicago, and they play in Cincinnati sometimes. They are a young band, a little bit like the Black Eyed Peas, mm-hmm. but very just excellent, really cover band, play really modern music. And we've had this running joke. I've been going to Zufari for a very long time, mm-hmm. and I said, I'd love to chair this year, but I had two conditions, and that was one, that I really wanted to ride an elephant in to the event, so we'll have to talk about that. It's
exactly.
probably not allowed, but no. So, and the second one was that I didn't want to have a band that was going to play It's Rain and Men
yeah.
one more year.
Yeah.
So we actually really handpicked this band. The bands have always been wonderful, and people do a lot of dancing, but I think it will be especially, you know, quite especially fun because they're very popular and just excellent.
It really is a festive event. You know, folks are there. I often point out it's a fun fundraiser, not just mm-hmm. a fundraiser. And folks do all sorts of varieties of things. There's lots of, in addition to buying a ticket, ways to participate when you're there as well. There's a silent auction, which is always fun, with lots of really unique things.
Yeah, that's true. And we also have a raffle this year as well. And
good.
I understand that one of the prizes is a special visit by one of the cheetahs, by the zoo cheetahs, to an event of your choice. So I think I'm going to have to buy a few extra raffle tickets this year.
And that's a good thing to point out. Lots of animals mm-hmm. are at Zufari as well. No, we don't get the tigers out, even though that's one of the themes. But we do have everything from the cheetahs you mentioned to a wide variety, a couple of dozen different animals that would be there as people arrive, whether that's over in the parking lot, coming across the bridge in the historic village, all the way down to the tent. So folks will be very clear that they're at the zoo, and they should bring their smartphones so they can get some shots of themselves with those animals, which is fun. They can send those back to their kids or their friends who will think, you know, what are you doing? And why is Dad wearing a Nehru jacket?
Well, you know, yeah, you're right. I think one of the things about Zufari is once you come one year, you really get addicted to it. This time of year, it's just gorgeous and wonderful to be outside at the zoo in the evening, mm-hmm. a time when you're not normally there. You can still kind of hear the animals late at night when you're trying to wander back to the parking lot. And it's just really special. And because, as you said, the funding goes to the care and feeding of the animals and the operating expenses mm-hmm. directly to the zoo, you know, you really feel part of the community and that you're doing something, you know, something wonderful.
Absolutely. In fact, it's a key part of our success, this kind of support. Certainly the dollars generated that night, which were over $500,000, but also getting many, many people. They might be with companies that were sponsors. They might be guests of others who will probably say, whoa, I haven't seen the new entrance. I haven't seen all the new improvements to the zoo. I haven't seen Cat Canyon with the tigers and the snow leopards. So a neat opportunity also to welcome folks and tell them our story.
Yeah, and a couple, we have several sponsors that come back year after year. As you mentioned, Performance Lexus mm-hmm. is a wonderful presenting sponsor for us. But, you know, Fort Washington Investment Advisors, Morgan Stanley, Smith Barney, PwC is a new sponsor mm-hmm. this year, which is pretty exciting. The Otto Budig Family Foundation, mm-hmm. of course, Ross Sinclair. I mean, there are many others, but we're very, very fortunate. And Frisch's, of
That's
course,
right. yeah. In
has
fact,
been
our
a sponsor
chairman,
forever.
Greg Meyer, is the mm-hmm. head of Frisch's, and they've been big supporters for over 30 years. So it's fun to have all of them there. And again, it's Friday, September 14th, and I'll see you there. And yes, I look forward
absolutely.
To that. You'll have a sari Alvin Nehru jacket, and it's all good.
I think we're even going to have a few costume changes.
Ah, there you go. Well, good. It'll be a fun night. So, yeah. Linnea, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. My guest has been Linnea Bonnessy, who this year is chair of Zoofari at the Cincinnati Zoo. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Thane Maynard.